This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can bring up what you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Yet again, the government goons are charging another teenager for making so-called child pornography of themselves. We'll get into that story later on. But first, California is going to be cracking down on your power supply coming up this summer. In the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
And Chris joining us also from his show that you and Rich do together.
Sorry.
Or you and nobody, rather, do together on Saturday afternoons called Freedom Decrypted.
It's true.
Which is where you can go to hear tech talk, basically, technology-related discussions coming from a pro-freedom perspective. Over at freedomdecrypted.com. All right, let's jump into this story.
Yeah, so this is a story coming from ABC, NBC, I don't know, one of them. Let's see if I can.
It's about California.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, U.S. News. So, yeah, California approves wide power outages to prevent wildfires. Yeah.
Huh?
How's that going to work?
I don't know.
Well, if you don't have power in your house, you can't cause a spark when you flip on a badly wired electrical system that could then catch your house on fire, and that could then catch a forest on fire.
That's true. You'd have to go to all the trouble of kicking over your kerosene lamp.
I think what it is it's something to the effect of California has prevented the electric companies from like cutting back brush. And so they haven't, and so now there's a fire risk or something like that.
Mm.
I think it's something along those lines. I don't think the story actually gets into it.
No?
Unfortunately,
okay.
I wish they did, because it's like, oh, this is California being stupid.
Well, if anybody out there knows this excuse as to why they think that stopping power distribution is going to lower the incidence of forest fires, please.
Well, I mean, if there's dry brush close to the line and the line sparks, I mean, I could see it, like a transformer or something like that.
Well, is the idea that they're going to stop the power while they go and cut the brush back? Because otherwise they're just going to turn it back on later.
Right. I don't think so. I think it's just they're cutting the power.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Let's hear more.
It really doesn't. Cutting the trees
part of
might
the story
make
here.
Sense.
California regulators on Thursday approved allowing utilities to cut off electricity to possibly hundreds of thousands of customers to avoid catastrophic wildfires like the one sparked by power lines last year that killed 85 people and largely destroyed the city of Paradise. You know what's funny about this is they're probably going to kill more people by cutting power than the wildfires caused.
Yeah, in Florida, where I grew up,
like
every now
just
and
old
then.
People on ventilators right. and things like that.
Yeah, every now and then, cutting off power results in old people dying of heat exhaustion. I mean, regardless,
that too. California, same thing.
Not just the ventilators. That's certainly another good point. You know, they could be relying on power for important medical devices.
Well, not just that. They're relying on being able to call their nephew or something to come over and open their pill bottle or help them when they can't.
Refrigeration
they
of medicines, too, is another one. If the medicines don't stay refrigerated, they become ineffective and the people can die as a result.
Well, the good news, Rich, is that landline telephones do have their own power associated with them, and elderly folks are more likely to actually still have a landline phone, so they may still be able to call as they're dying from heat exhaustion to let their loved ones know.
Yeah, I mean, assuming they don't pass out first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Utilities liability can reach billions of dollars, and after several years of devastating wildfires, they asked regulators to allow them to pull the plug when the fire.
So this is coming from the utility provider. The utility provider asked the government to allow
this. Because they won't allow them to cut the brush, though. Like, I think this is the story is missing half of the story.
Uh-huh.
So it's they had no choice. Like, either they cut the power or, yeah, I mean, they face liability.
What?
I don't know. I don't understand it myself. It just seems absolutely insane to me. That's mainly during periods of excessive winds and low humidity when vegetation is dried out and can easily ignite. I mean, they're talking about vegetation being dried out and easily ignite. Now, usually they'll cut back the vegetation, but the only reason why you wouldn't do that is if the government wasn't allowing you to. The California Public Utilities Commission gave the green light, but said utilities must do a better job educating and notifying the public, particularly those with disabilities and others who are vulnerable. Yeah, I mean, it's just absolutely insane. Let's see here. The plans inconvenience hundreds of thousands of customers while endangering some who depend on electricity to keep them alive, like 56-year-old Calithia Miller. Although she lives far from wildfire danger near a shopping mall in Stockton, south of Sacramento, she relies on a refrigerator to cool her insulin and a machine to keep her breathing at night.
They have a term for this, according to the Los Angeles Times. They call it de-energization.
De-energization. Yeah. Third worldization. How's
yeah, that's
that?
Exactly what this is, third world. The precautionary outages could mean multi-day blackouts for cities. And I recall reading in a prior story, they're talking about up to a week outages during the summer.
Insane.
And then basically they said, I forget exactly the number of days, but basically it would be like once a week, basically, probably, in terms of an outage. Let's see here. Multi-day blackouts for cities as large as San Francisco and San Jose.
San Jose.
Oh, Sam. Yeah, you're right. You know, I did the same thing last number of years ago. It's La Jolla, not La Jolla.
La Jolla, yeah.
Yeah, Jolla. Northern California's major power provider warned in a recent filing with the Utilities Commission.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
This is unprecedented.
Yeah,
at least in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, literally, people are going to have to start getting generators and stuff in California and operating
those. Then you're going to have people dying because they put the generator inside the house and things like that.
Or the generator blows up and starts a wildfire.
I mean, these are city dwellers mostly in California.
Yeah, they don't know anything about this.
It's not like New Hampshire.
That's the other problem. In the city, you have no place to put a generator.
True.
Yeah, you probably end up putting it in your garage or something like that.
That's going to kill you.
Killing it. Yeah.
Yeah, that can kill you. You might be able to put it on the roof of your building if you're close enough and there's enough
room. And you'll
get
a fine. You'll catch a fine from the local regulatory agency.
You probably will. Yeah. Well, they have to use that money to stop the power companies from cutting the trees that are endangering the power lines.
I mean, I'm just going to supplement your story here with a little bit from the L.A. Times on the same thing here. Quote, if sharing some short-lived pain can prevent wildfires, such as the one that just about vaporized Paradise and killed 85 last fall, then it would be worth the trouble. This is how they're pitching it.
Wow,
sharing in the pain of not having power in order to help save lives, which will result in other people dying for other reasons.
Yeah. Utility equipment has been blamed for many of California's most destructive and deadly wildfires in recent years. Yeah, well, maybe you should let the power companies do their job and cut back the wildlife.
That's how government operates, because this is a case of the seen versus the unseen. What's seen is paradise burning down. What's not seen is the secondary and tertiary effects of a power blackout that may well cause more people, but do it more subtly and more to the politicians' liking.
Yeah. Oh, wow, this is a great quote here. We're worried about it because we could see people's power shut off, not for a day or two. Wow, I thought they were talking about hours, like once a week, but they're talking about days on like a weekly basis.
In Venezuela, they get a little bit of power every day, like, you know, two hours a day.
I know.
Maybe they could go Venezuela style. Well, they could call it that, the Venezuela
style. Right, sounds like they get more power in North Korea.
They do, probably. Yeah. Or two, but potentially a week. This is from the governor.
We've got to watch for satellite pictures of this when the lights go out.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that'll
be pictures of the rest of California and then the blackout zone.
So they're going to spend $75 million to help communities prepare for this, too. I'm just, why don't they just cut back the trees like they should?
Trees. Is this all about tree huggers? Are they hugging the trees? Is that what's going on here?
150,000 customers rely on life support equipment, apparently, that they're going to be putting at risk. Compared to 85 people who died, right? Like,
wow.
We're going to put 150,000 people at risk.
I mean, this sounds like satire, but it's true. There's more coming up here in moments. We've got more of the story, and let's compare this to Venezuela as well.
I wonder if we can pull up some numbers on Venezuela.
We should take California off life support.
855-450 free, like freedom. That's the number.
The government.
If you're in California and you know more about this, you want to weigh in, please feel free. Or if you've been in places with rolling blackouts before and you want to comment on what life is like, we'd love to hear from you. Or you can bring up anything you want here. This is Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of Nye Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love Nye Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial on in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you. Actually, we're going to go to a Discord caller here shortly. And if you're on Discord, you're going to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. You've got Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
Are you trying to reach the cryptocurrency market? Perhaps you want to spread mass awareness of your new crypto technology. Either way, you need a communications company that specializes in that field. Not just your typical PR firm. They don't know anything about crypto. Leveraging 35-plus different brands, part of the Investor Brand Network, and more than 5,000 downstream distribution partners, Cryptocurrency Wire combines the power of specialization with mass market reach. And with their help, you can start connecting with the crypto-friendly journalists and get more than 1.6 and get access to more than 1.6 million followers. Their commitment is to get the most eyes possible on your big news while it's fresh, whether domestic or international. They can reach 56 different countries and provide translation services. Even if your company is an important, relevant newsmaker, you need someone that specializes in the field to get your message heard. CryptoCurrencyWire.com. And we have used them here at Free Talk Live as well. It's CryptoCurrencyWire.com. As we continue, if you're trying to wire anything in California this summer, you might be SOL due to massive, possible, likely even blackouts to be imposed by PG&E, which is one of the power companies there.
So it's interesting. I'm reading here that there actually apparently this is specific to investor-owned power companies. So apparently, I guess state-owned power companies it doesn't apply to.
Huh.
It's super interesting. Once power is shut off, the utilities must inspect every de-energized line before they restore power.
Oh, my God.
A process that can
keep
the lights out for days, even after conditions improve. So basically what they're saying is even when their conditions improve, they still have to go and finish inspect the line, which seems like insane to me. Both PG&E and Southern California Edison used their new authority last fall with many residents and local officials upset that stores, businesses, and schools had to close for the lack of electricity.
Sorry, can't do business.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
60,000 homes, according to this, in October, PG&E blacked out for apparently, I don't know if it says how long it was, but it was not did not make business owners happy.
No,
it wouldn't.
And now they say here, and this is the Sacramento Bee reporting, that it was last year there were only 570,000 of their households and business customers that were subject to potential blackouts. This year, the potential pool has grown tenfold to more than 5 million power customers.
Wow.
Yep. This
million
is what happens
here and a million there. Pretty soon this you got what, real numbers.
Yeah, this is what happens when government gets involved. It overreacts because they're basing it off emotions rather than logic and rational thinking like the power companies would do if they were in control. They're damned if they do and damned if they don't. Canning said, "There's only so much we can do as a city to protect you. Individual residents have to be prepared." Well, I mean, I'm doubtful that the city had anything to do with this, and it was probably the state government. But,
So the city is limited in what it can do to protect you from the state government protecting you by killing you.
Right. It's absolutely insane. Miller said her backup plan is a cat named Mojo who instinctively paws at her face whenever she stops breathing. Wow.
What?
So this is one of the women who are dependent on a ventilator, and so if she stops breathing at night, she's relying on the cat to wake her up
if the machine's down.
Right, if the machine goes down.
Oh, she must have severe apnea. Sleep apnea is when you stop sleeping, or you stop breathing while you're sleeping, but if you wake up, you'll be okay.
Yeah. It puts us in a dangerous situation, in a stressful situation, she said.
Yeah.
If they have a blackout.
Time to leave California.
You have to ask, please. Why are people not leaving Fel? Right. I mean,
You can sell your house in California and buy three in New Hampshire.
If you love freedom. If you don't, just stay away from New
Hampshire. Yeah, if you think the government can solve your problems, don't come here.
Yeah. If you're not a free freedom-loving person, go to North Carolina. North Carolina's got some really low housing costs as well. They don't necessarily have, they do have taxes like sales tax and things like that, but at least the housing cost and the general cost of living is pretty low.
Or go to New Mexico and look up Sarah. She's a communist. She'll take care of you.
I don't know what the cost of living in New Mexico are.
Keep going with your story, because I've got a real shocker coming.
It puts us in dangerous situations and stressful situations, she said. If they have a blackout that lasts for 5 days, I'm screwed. That's the end of the story.
So I'm at the end here of the Sacramento Bee story, and there's just a real shocking, you know, because our question, I think, is why aren't they trimming back the brush?
Yeah.
Right? And if you want to compare what's going on in California to Venezuela, when the Venezuelan blackout happened earlier this year, you may recall.
It was also a brush issue, wasn't it?
That was what some people alleged. There were some people who had seen brush growing.
They weren't cutting them.
Right. And that's just due to bureaucratic incompetence, because in Venezuela, the power is provided by the government. It's not a private company there. It's government-provided power.
So, the government was stopping the government from trimming the trees.
Well, they just weren't doing it for whatever reason. Lazy bureaucrats or whatever, just wasn't getting done for whatever reason. And so that can definitely contribute to some fires, which might have led to the basically like a 5 day at least long power outage there. Luckily for them, it was in the middle of the winter in Venezuela. It's not a bad time to lose power, because you're not going to freeze to death. So,
well, unless you're on electric power.
Well, but you're not going to freeze to death in Venezuela.
It's warm
it's
out.
Right.
So you're not going to freeze to death at any point.
I'm just thinking winter cold, right?
So luckily they didn't have mass deaths because of that. But here's the details, is why in California, according to Sacramento Bee, although PG&E's overall plan for reducing fire risk was approved, the commission, meaning the government, still hasn't signed off on the $1.8 billion the utility is wanting to spend on tree removal, increased inspections, and other programs.
Yeah, I knew it was something like this.
Picker said PG&E will have to justify those expenses during future proceedings in order to pass the costs along to ratepayers.
So this is routine.
Oh, so it is because of the price caps.
Because of the government.
It's exactly because
routine.
Of the price caps.
This is
they would have to deliver the service at a loss, and they're not interested in delivering it.
That's exactly the problem. This is routine maintenance. This is not something that...
But they have to get approved.
Yeah, right.
And this is what happens when the government runs your business for you. They do it wrong.
Yep.
It just doesn't make any sense to have routine maintenance have to get approved by a government bureaucracy.
That's where they're at.
If it's a for-profit entity, they will have their own incentives to keep costs down.
Well, they are for-profit. It's just that they're regulated to death by the government.
Right.
So, to some extent, you can't feel sorry for the power company, right? Because, you know, when they came in originally, it was going to be a sweet deal, right? Like, hey, you get the monopoly. You get to charge what we say you can charge, but you're the only one who gets to charge it. So, therefore, you're going to make big bucks. Come on in. And they went in and they set up and they put the investment in and they rolled out the power to people, whatever decade it was that, you know, they did this. And now here we are a few decades later. They've been regulated to the point where they cannot even cut the brush away from the power line without asking for permission to raise their rates in order to cover the cost of doing it.
The solution to these problems.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
The solution to these problems is not regulation. It's competition. Competition will solve these problems.
That's not going to be on the proposed. No one's going to propose that on the table in California. 855, 450 free. They're just going to let it burn or just let the power go out. One or the other.
Oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Witnesses are claiming the shooting that took place at a Virginia Beach Municipal Center took place in Building 2, which houses a public works office. One courthouse employee said police did a good job of keeping them informed.
They told us all clear, you're perfectly safe to leave. The shooter has been apprehended. I'm sure they couldn't give us any more than that.
Police are saying at least 11 people are dead in the shooting and the shooter. Vice President Mike Pence expressing confidence in the U.S. economy as the trade war with China rattles markets and investors.
The United States is the most powerful economy in the history of the world. And we have every confidence that the United States and the American economy have the ability to do what's necessary to reset this relationship with China and other nations.
Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow dropped 355 points to close at 24,815. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on our call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Is oral care important to you? Well, it should be. If you want to have a whiter and cleaner smile and fresh breath, you ought to check out My Magic Mud. It's a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. Sounds pretty crazy, right? Like putting something that's black in your mouth in order to make it whiter, or at least your teeth whiter. On Free Talk Live, many of our hosts have been using My Magic Mud since they were just getting started. It's a libertarian-founded company, and they actually got their starts by distributing it at the Porcupine Freedom Festival many years ago. And, of course, we had attended that at the time, so we got to meet these folks, and they're great, and the product is great. In fact, you can use it every day for 4 days, and then every 3 or 4 days afterwards, and you will definitely see effects. In fact, it's been clinically proven to whiten teeth, and you can get your Mind Magic Mud at local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, and even Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle, but we can get you 20% off with code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. So get the discount, and if you order enough, you'll get free shipping as well. At MyMagicMud.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live 20, MyMagicMud.com. As we continue, bring up whatever is on your mind. We've been talking about this PG&E California Power Company nonsense where basically the power company in California, or there's more than one, but PG&E was one of them, and then there was another one that you met. Was it Edison, I think? Power company?
I'm not sure.
Anyway, they're going to possibly be shutting down power for what could be not just hours, but days at a time, based on certain conditions.
Yeah, multiple days up to a week.
Yeah, could be if it's too windy or, you know, whatever the conditions are, they can shut down the power because they're afraid that the conditions will lead to fires being started. Well, why would the fires be started? Well, because the brush hasn't been cleared and the trees haven't been cleared away from the power lines. Well, why hasn't that happened? Well, because the government hasn't allowed them to increase their prices, the $1.8 billion that they would need in order to pay for all the ongoing maintenance that they have to do.
Routine maintenance, right? I add.
So the government's like, well, we don't want our people to have to pay more for their power, so we're just not going to approve these things. We'll just go ahead and have them shut it off instead.
Yikes.
Now, how much they need to do the maintenance? They need $1.8 billion. How many people are they cutting power off for?
Possibly 5 million, up to 5 million. You know, not necessarily all at once, but it could be a block.
Yeah, I believe it was 28 days was what they're estimating as far as the number of days that they were likely to be without power.
You mean over the whole summer?
Over the whole summer. So, like, yeah, I mean, that's a lot.
Part of the summer.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
So this is crazy.
And this would be less than $1,000 for each customer, if I'm doing this math right in my head, if they just took the $1.8 billion, as opposed to, I mean, how many people wouldn't be willing to pay a few hundred extra dollars to have power also?
And you have to remember that's going to be spread out over probably like the course of a year or longer.
Yeah, who knows?
In terms of like, you know, the price increases. Yeah. So you won't even notice it probably in your bill, at least not.
Yeah, it would be less than $50 a month. Again, if my math is right, I'm going to have to do this again with a calculator.
Yeah.
Yep, and they haven't approved that yet, so in the meantime, they're just going to be cutting the power. I mean, it's just as crazy as it can possibly be. Total government regulatory botching and mismanagement, not allowing a company to do what it needs to do to maintain its facilities, to maintain safe delivery of power, because I think it's worth pointing out that in the other 49 states, which also, many of them have high wind situations, which also have, you know, the same weather problems that California does, they don't have the same issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're going to be the only state in America that has planned power outages that I can imagine. And it harkens back a little bit to me. And if you're in California and you're listening to this and you find yourself sitting in the dark and thinking about it, there's a book called Atlas Shrugged. And Ayn Rand predicted that socialism would end in the United States when the lights went out in New York City. Mm-hmm. So you're on the other side of the country, but you're seeing the start of it.
Yep.
Yeah, so I just divided I divided $1.8 billion by roughly 5 million customers, and it's 360. So if you do that, divide it by 12, you're talking about $30 a month.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. It's amazing the power of long division to make you understand a story. There's another great usage of that where people are always complaining about CEO pay, you know? And it's like, well, the CEO of McDonald's makes $14 million a year. Mm-hmm. And he's got 2.7 million employees. So if you divided his entire salary across all of his employees, they get less than $10 a year. Less than $10 a year.
Let's go to Gene.
Dollar a month.
He's the Christian anarchist on the line on our Discord call-in line rooms. Go ahead, Gene.
Now, how do you know it's me?
Well, I talked to you during the break.
Right, exactly.
He prophesied.
However, this is what I'm talking about. I just was reading up on the state of the art with deep fakes and AI.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's an impersonator.
Oh, I see what you're saying. How do we know we're talking to the actual Gene?
That is absolutely correct right now.
This is not the Christian anarchist you're looking for.
Right. So they have the AI technology now where they can just sample your voice and then spit out anything you want.
Right.
And it sounds just like you.
It does sound pretty good.
I might not be the Christian anarchist. I could be the FBI or the CIA. Mm-hmm. You just never know who. But
The technology's messing up right there.
I guess the matrix.
I think we know you're not the real Gene here, because if you were, you wouldn't be breaking up like that.
Hey, didn't that cat just come in here?
Yeah. It's a Matrix reference, kids.
That's true. They're trying to interrupt my message.
But, they can't stop the signal.
So I've called in the past about deepfakes, and I said that I really like this technology because it gives you the plausible deniability on everything. It doesn't matter what evidence they provide these days. It's getting to the point where you can't prove that it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Scary. But the biggest problem with this whole point of mine is that the people have to know this first. You have to get the message out that this technology not only exists, this is only the technology that little plebs like us can get our hands on, you know, just the general public.
Mm-hmm.
The technology that the CIA and NSA have, their technology is probably 10 times better than...
You know, Gene, I'm a little skeptical that it's actually going to be useful in a courtroom, unfortunately, even though I would agree with you, generally speaking, because ultimately it's going to be like something to the effect of, well, yeah, that could be fake, but it's more likely real than not. I mean, who's going to go through, you know, the hours and hours and all the technological knowledge to actually do that? And so you're still going to get convicted. And you're talking about a group of people who are generally not going to know the technology or understand what's being...
Okay, what you're going to have to do is bring in an expert witness to take apart that
costs
video.
Money.
It's
sure.
Just like
it's
seeing if a picture has been photoshopped, except imagine a photoshopped picture and then trying to apply that same technique to a film. All you're going to have artifacts all through your stuff. There are going to be things that don't move right.
Yes, but even that doesn't show up so much anymore, because now... With the AI technology I saw, where they can actually create brand new people that don't even exist and make them appear in an image as if they're actual, real, moving, talking people. Now, if they can do that with created people, they can certainly take your features and put them on a created person in a created environment, and the technology will be to such a high level that you will not be able to tell that that's fake.
I actually have a story about this in my show prep here tonight. If you want to stick with us, Gene, if you have more to say, you can stand by here in moments. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Deep fakes. They are a thing. They are a thing now, and they're only going to get better. We'll tell you more about it. Come up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free here. We're talking about everything from power outages scheduled for this summer in California due to total bureaucratic regulatory mismanagement. And we got into that earlier in the hour. You're still welcome to comment on that. And then Gene the Christian Anarchist called in about the latest on deepfakes, which we've covered here on Free Talk Live previously, and it's something that is going to keep coming up because this technology is in its infancy right now, and it's already pretty amazing. Now, Rich, you just got turned on to this recently. I think we talked about deepfakes on an after show that we did.
I think we've talked about it a couple of times. I've been on maybe one after show and one during show, but yeah, it's really concerning to me. I do think that there will be artifacts, just like a good Photoshop even has artifacts under the surface that you can find. I think that if and when they start bringing in fake videos to courtrooms, and who knows if they already have,
right?
You know, it's going to be very expensive to find the expert to say that's a fake thing. So really the people that have to be educated about this are defense attorneys more than anything else, because it's going to be up to them to educate the juries, and that's going to be a difficult job.
Gene the Christian Anarchist is with us here. Gene, was there more you wanted to say on the subject?
Well, I wanted to say that the current state of trial procedure right now is that you can have your experts, but in the future we don't know what they're going to do, because they have changed the power of the jury, the power of the courts. They've changed all this stuff over time, and although you can currently get an expert to testify at any time, the judge can turn you down, or simply they can change the rules on you, or even without changing the rules, like I say, the judge can just rule against you and say, no, your expert's not going to be allowed.
Sure. I mean, look what they did to Ross Ulbricht. They basically prevented them from calling the witnesses that would have been helpful to his case in the case of the Silk Road, the underground drug market.
Yep.
Yeah, frequently in a politically sensitive or a PR case, although I guess that political sensitivity and public relations are the same thing, they are perfectly happy to break the rules every single time. You know.
Well, right. Remember, rule number one in the at least in the New Hampshire district courts is that the judge can waive the rules at any time in the interest of justice. And I suspect every other court system has that as rule number one because, you know, they're.
And even if they don't have that as rule number one, they still break the rules. Yep. And then you have to take it to a higher court, and the higher court may or may not rule in your favor. I mean,
well, it's not, what I'm saying is it's not breaking the rules by their own rules because rule number one allows them to waive the rules.
Is this an actual, like, rule? It's written down somewhere.
New Hampshire District Court rules. Pull them up. It's rule number one.
Are you serious?
I'm not joking.
The court rules are under the direct control of the judge. They're not voted on by any legislature. They're not handed down by the Supreme Court. They're under the control of the presiding judge.
Well, I mean, so somebody wrote those rules, but the judge, while presiding, can waive them at any time. That's rule number one.
So there are. So
I thought the judge could also change them.
That's what I'm telling you. He can ignore them at will.
Well, you can ignore them, but can't he also change their text?
That's the same difference. No. It's the rules are what they are, but they can be waived, so they mean nothing.
Oh, okay.
Right? The rules you have to follow, but they don't.
So there are no rules. It sounds to me like the anarchy we've all been fearing all these years is what we're currently living under.
Yeah.
Most people
Well, the problem is it's not... It's not anarchy until we start defending ourselves. Until then, it's chaos.
No rules. They don't have any rules that they follow.
It's true. Gene, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. He's there on our Discord server. If you want to chat with him, he's one of the various different folks that are hanging out in there on a regular basis. So check that out over at discord.lrn.fm. I'll tell you a little more about deepfakes here, but I also want to say thanks to Eshredo, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Eshredo contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you can send $5 a month in via PayPal or credit card or Bitcoin BTC, and you can help us get Free Talk Live onto more radio stations. We're on over 200 stations across the week at this point, and we can do more. We can hit 300. It's possible. It just takes time. It takes marketing, and that's what the AMP program is all about. You get some cool perks as well as an amplifier, like access to the AMP chat rooms on our Discord server. There's an AMP-only Facebook group for those of you still on Facebook, and some other perks as well. Get all the details over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. Please sign up. It makes a big difference for us, and we really appreciate it. It's a way for you to show us that, you know, you appreciate what we're doing here. amp.freetalklive.com. So, to the story here about the deepfakes, and I've actually had a couple of them in my show prep, then this other one popped up last night. Jessica Lindsay writing over at metro.co.uk, talking about the deepfakes porn and the ethics of being able to watch whatever your imagination desires. Pornography online attracts millions of erotica-hungry people ready to see sex on demand. You can simply ask your phone to show you anything that you want, and there it is, anytime, any place. With the advent of deepfakes porn, the possibilities have expanded even further, with people who have never starred in adult films looking as though they're doing sexual acts on camera, which is, by the way...
Now they've got the facial recognition, too, to connect the two, the people on Facebook with the people on...
Right.
Yeah,
you can take
sites.
Anybody.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Anybody with a Facebook profile or Instagram profile, you can, if you've got the programming chops, you can put into deepfakes porn. And that's what it was programmed for. That's where deepfakes came from, was from people wanting to take, like, the head of their favorite actor or actress and, you know, from, like, Hollywood and put them into a porn film. That's what the technology came from.
So we all need to get tattoos on our butts that nobody regularly sees so that...
that way you can say it wasn't you.
When they show the porn, it's like, no, he doesn't have my unique butt tattoo. That's my UUID.
Experts have warned these videos enable all sorts of bad things to happen, from pedophilia to fabricated revenge porn. Now, what are deepfakes? Deepfakes in videos and are videos and images that use deep learning AI to forge something not actually there. Now, is it really AI, though?
It's an expert system. Actually, it's not intelligent.
Yeah, I think he's... Yeah, Rich, I think you're right about that, probably.
Yeah, I've watched it run. It's...
You actually know what I'm talking about when I say none of this stuff is AI that they're talking about most of the time.
Oh, no. I used to write what was marketed as AI, and it wasn't AI.
Yeah,
it was an expert system.
Yeah. So
it was
Rich is going to agree with me on this one.
So tell me what an expert system is versus AI.
AI almost requires consciousness because an AI would have to be a self-sustaining mind, something that had its own volition, I think. I can't imagine how you could have an intelligence without a volition, because intelligence is, you know, it's an act. You have to choose to think.
Yeah, it would have to be self-learning, I think, as part of it too. Like, so you're it's not just pre-programmed, but something it's going to pick up on its own.
It would have to be able to solve problems that it had never been envisioned solving.
Right.
That would be one thing. That would be a sign of it, where it would probably have to be capable of natural language communication, which is the first problem that one of the problems that has to be solved is getting the meaning of an English sentence into a computer, even a typewritten English sentence, is very difficult. You know, Facebook knows what words you're using, but it doesn't know what you're saying
until
a human reads it.
Well, not always. The humans don't always know what you're saying.
Well, humans don't always know what you're saying, but they have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Computers don't even have a chance of figuring out what you're saying at this point. English is really difficult to parse, which is one of the reasons we have computer languages. They're easy to parse because they're structured.
Well, the expert learning systems are certainly getting better than they've ever been, if we're going to use that terminology, because I saw a story this week, just doesn't have anything to do with deepfakes, but they've taught through hundreds of thousands of iterations of playing video games, they've taught computers how to play capture the flag effectively against human opponents. And they're using the Quake 3 engine, Quake 3 Arena, I think is what it's called. And they've actually managed to defeat a team of, like, you know how they have the esports teams, like the best players in the world kind of people? They can now defeat the best human players of Capture the Flag with computer
opponents. Part of the problem, though, is they're programming that system to defeat, you know, and to teach it that game. It's not learning the game on its own and then going and defeating.
Well, that's what they're saying. It is learning through playing the game. They're not necessarily telling it what to do.
It's probably more like pattern recognition,
within
right?
parameters that were designed by the programmers.
Yeah,
the programmers knew what problem that computer was solving when they sat down to write that thing.
Yeah, it's not going to go. That code's not going to go and learn to do something else.
That's right.
It won't take up badminton.
AI would.
The toll-free number here is 855-453. More about the deep fakes on the way here. And plus, since we're talking about pornography, what about the 16-year-old that is now going to a state Supreme Court with her case about her creating her own pornography and being arrested for child porn?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.